The Jets return home this weekend to face the Buffalo Bills. This is the Locked On Jets podcast for Friday, November 12th, 2021. I'm your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com. Thank you so much for making this podcast your first listen each day. On today's show, we preview this weekend's AFC East matchup at MetLife Stadium, ahead here on the Locked On Jets podcast.
You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Today's episode of Locked On Jets is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. McDonald's has always been more than just a place to get tasty, affordable food. It's an unofficial community center. A big thank you to our friends at McDonald's for always being there. I'm loving it. The Jets are at home this weekend for an AFC East game against the Buffalo Bills. Joining me is my friend Matt Morrow. Matt writes at GangreneNation.com. He was on the show a few weeks ago to talk about draft prospects. Now he's here to help us preview this game. Matt, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Well, Matt, I begin in the same place I always begin these preview shows. Now, we know Zach Wilson will not start this weekend. It will be Mike White under center. But before we get to the game, I'm just interested in your early impressions of Zach, even though he obviously has not played in the last couple of weeks.
I mean, with Zach, he's playing like a rookie, and I think that's okay. And rookies need to sort of play through these problems. The game is just a little too fast for him right now. He's trying to play hero ball when he doesn't need to. And it's very different from when you look at Mike White. Mike White looks like he's seen the game before. Everything's at a nice speed for him. He's processing everything quickly, and he's making decisive decisions. And we're just not seeing that with Zach. With Zach, he speeds things up a little bit too much. And it shows with his fundamentals and his technique, especially with his footwork. And I think you can see that being a problem on a lot of these underneath throws that usually end up in the dirt or soaring a little high or a little wide. And that's sort of been his MO. He'll play hero ball. He'll make some great throws downfield, and then he'll miss the easy ones. But this is something that will come in time, right? I would rather him have to work on the easy stuff than have to develop on extremely hard passes. And we already know he can do that. So it's just a matter of time and working through it all.
Absolutely. You just touched on something that I thought last year during the draft process, which is it's easier to teach the stuff that seems simple than it is to teach the stuff Zach can do. I mean, Zach puts throws on the table that a lot of quarterbacks couldn't even dream of making. I would rather begin from a place where you maybe have to teach him some of the fundamentals then and have the ability to do those things you can't teach than the other way around.
Exactly. I mean, this is also something that we saw with the quarterback that we're going to be facing this Sunday with Josh Allen. We knew he can roll out and throw the ball 100 yards down the field on a dime. So, but what he couldn't do the easy stuff. But year two, all of a sudden, hey, it starts to click a little bit. And then year three, a little bit more. And I feel like that's going to be the trajectory of Zach. Of course, Allen sort of coming from a place of where everybody never really saw him coming out of. So he definitely came a lot further. So I think Zach has a lot shorter distance to go in his development. And I think it should come in time.
Of course, Zach will not be active this week. Mike White will be the starter. Joe Flacco will be the backup. Tough task for Mike White going against this Buffalo defense. What do you think the expectations should be for him in this game?
Well, expectations are through the roof, right? You have that 400-yard game. Then we go into Indy. We expect a duplicate production out of him, and he gets hurt. But even before he got hurt, he showed signs of getting in that groove and finding that game that he had against Cincy. So this game against Buffalo, we finally get to see Mike White, and hopefully we see him the entire game and see if he can replicate it. And it's going to be a really hard task to do because this is one of the best defenses in the league. But I was just looking at the injury report, and it looks like Tremaine Edmonds is still not participating in practice with a hamstring injury. So even if he does play, I would definitely target him and target the rest of the linebackers as well. And the way we do that, we usually do that with tight ends and running backs. Since we don't have any tight ends, let's do it with our running backs. Carter's been very hot lately, and let's not come away from that. Use Carter, use Johnson, maybe use them both at the same time. I don't think their linebackers will be able to hold them all game. I think that's where everything sort of sprouts. With that, that will open up the deep stuff. And with that, that will open up the run. Everything sort of opens up to the other.
And White might be a quarterback at this point in time better equipped to do that because he likes to get the ball out quickly. So, you know, the check downs will be there. And even the design passes to the running back might be a little bit easier to execute with White than with Zach in there.
Oh, absolutely. I think so, because he just sees everything just so much more clear. And he's not afraid to make these throws. Where Zach, he'll hang on the deep routes a little bit too long. And when it's not there, then he'll make the last ditch effort, and it's usually in vain. But Mike White, I think, yeah, he's definitely suited for this. And we haven't really seen him try the deep pass very much. He had one bad miss to Moore against Cincy. But other than that, I don't think he threw the ball further than 15 yards. So the short stuff is definitely right in White's wheelhouse.
Now, what do you think a successful game would be from White? Because I don't think we could ask him to throw for another 400 yards like he did against the Bengals.
No, I mean, I don't think we should expect that. I mean, if he does that against the Bills, then I think he'll go into God tier and people will start forming statues everywhere. But I think a nice 200-yard game, a 200-plus with a touchdown or two, would be a good success against this team. I mean, the Jaguars, they only kick field goals against this team, and they were able to win. So if we can score and at all, I'm going to count that as a blessing.
Well, as Ty Johnson said the week leading up to the Cincinnati game, this is a direct quote, "He's a stud. Come on now. That's Mike White." And I laughed at Ty Johnson all week after he said that. And then Mike White goes out and throws for 405 yards and 3 touchdowns against Cincinnati. And now I only want my quarterback scouting reports to come from Ty Johnson.
Does Ty Johnson know something that the fans don't? I don't know. It's really something to see, this meteoric rise of Mike White. It seems like the team knows what they have in him, and they're excited about it. They constantly are telling the media how much they have confidence in Mike White. And I don't see that changing. I think they're going to go out on the field and they're going to put everything on the line for him.
You know, they could have told me before I spent an off season and a full week leading up to Cincinnati bashing him, saying he couldn't play. I wish they'd let me in on that secret. Maybe it would have made me look a lot less foolish, wouldn't it?
So, you know what? Sometimes a guy just needs a chance. And I think Salah said that as well. Some people just need to get on the field and show what they could do in a game. And he did. He took advantage of that moment.
Ahead, Matt and I will talk about how the Jets defense will try to slow down Josh Allen and this Buffalo offense. But before we get to that, I want to tell you that this episode of Locked On Jets is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. McDonald's has always been more than just a place to get tasty, affordable food. It's a place where friends and family can come to reconnect, a place where classmates can meet for a study group knowing they'll have dependable Wi-Fi and endless supplies of French fries and McFlurries. Win or lose, it's a place where teammates, competitors, the home team, or the away team can come to recharge. It's the place you always look forward to stopping at on a long road trip to rest your legs and refuel. In fact, I remember when I was a kid, when my family would go on vacation, we would stop at McDonald's on that long trip, and it was always nice and relaxing. It was always exciting because you were looking forward to getting to the destination. And I've went to McDonald's many other times, birthday parties, any number of events. Who knows, maybe Robert Saleh will take the Jets and Mike White there this Sunday if they pull off an upset against the Bills. So head to your local McDonald's to refuel and reconnect. Did somebody say Locked On Jets watch party? McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Now let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. Last week, the Jaguars, of course, upset the Bills. A lot of it was due to the pass rush. And I don't know what's happened to the defensive line the last couple of weeks. That unit that dominated the Tennessee Titans made Ryan Tannehill's life so difficult a few weeks back, it's nowhere to be found. They're getting pushed around.
And you know what? I don't see that really changing that much this week. They're getting zero push on the line, and they're getting very little pass rush as well. And maybe this is due to Huff being out. Huff was winning at a very high rate. And everybody else is sort of power with above average athleticism, but nobody has that speed like Huff had. And it's sort of showing. Everybody's just sort of slugging along, getting a little push here and there, but not enough to really make that much of an impact. But this week we're not facing Jonathan Taylor. We're facing a Bills run-blocking unit that's not great. They're okay. And Singletary is not Jonathan Taylor. So will we be able to hold the line against them? I think we'll do a little bit better this time at holding. Whether we get pressure or not, that's something else. But really, we need to just contain Allen. If we can get some interior pressure on him, that will definitely force him out. And we need to have somebody there, whether it's a spy and Mosley or somebody else, just there to contain at all times. And if we're forcing them to use Allen's legs to win this, I think that's a win.
Yeah, you made an interesting point, which is the absence of Bryce Huff these last couple of weeks. Because I was talking with somebody this week about the Jets' defensive line struggles, and they said, well, Carl Lawson's out. And I said, well, you know, Carl Lawson's been out all season, and they had some good games. The last couple of weeks, it just hasn't been happening for them. You know, you may have hit on something with Bryce Huff, how much they're missing him.
Yeah, I mean, he's the common denominator here for the last couple of weeks, where they've just had a really tough go of it, of getting any kind of production. Yeah, his explosiveness off the snap is just really hard to defend. And even when quarterbacks are trying to get rid of the ball quickly, when they're fearing our pass rush, they're having a hard time because Huff is there in a hurry. And that's invaluable right now. And we need that back. And I don't think we have it. And I don't think we will have it this weekend either.
One thing I'm looking at is how the other Bryce H on this defense, Bryce Hall, will hold up against Stephon Diggs. Hall has gotten off to a good start this season. Now, I thought he had a bit of a rough game last Thursday against Indianapolis, but he hasn't really had a premium test yet. This might be the first time he goes up against an elite level receiver. So I'm kind of intrigued to see how that matchup will play out.
Yeah, I mean, our secondary is very young, and they're going to take their lumps. But they have faced pretty good wide receivers to date. There's Sutton on the Broncos and a couple others. So it's not like he's faced like bad receivers all year. He's done a pretty good job against some really good receivers. Yes, Diggs is sort of in another league, but at the same time, he's been able to hold his own for much of the year. I think that will continue. Where I'm worried about is more of the safeties, because we don't really have anybody there with a name that anybody really remembers.
The only thing that gives me hope is that I've bashed Ashton Davis so much this week that it's inevitable he's going to have a good game. So if he does have a good game, you're all welcome for how much I've criticized the guy this week.
Oh, I really hope so. That if he has a good game, that will breathe a sigh of relief in Jets fans and also Joe Douglas, who spent a nice quality pick on him last year. And we have yet to, or not last year, 2 years ago, and yet to see dividends.
To me, that's the disappointing one, because look, the Jets are down both starting safeties. Marcus May is out for the year. LaMarcus Joyner's been out since week one. Very few teams are equipped to withstand both starting safeties suffering season-ending injuries. So, you know, you look at the other guys the Jets have. I mean, these are guys who are kind of backup level players, fringe roster players. But Ashton Davis, this was a guy who was an early draft pick. So this is a guy you would expect to step in and play credibly. You know, everybody else I don't really have much hope for.
No. I mean, yeah, you do hope for it. But as to date, we have not seen it. And he's been hampered by injuries for the most part. And that's definitely slowed down his development. I'm not very hopeful. All right. I liked him coming out, but he didn't flash to me like somebody that would really come into his own and be like be the star safety that we need. I think he was always going to be a role player, and being forced into a premium position right now in a starting role, I think is probably above his pay grade. And I don't see him really coming to fruition this game.
Now, you look at this Buffalo passing game. We talked about Diggs a little bit earlier, but they can spread the ball out. They have a number of interesting weapons in this passing game. They have Emmanuel Sanders, the veteran. They have Cole Beasley out of the slot. Although I like the way Michael Carter II has been playing. I have confidence in him against Beasley. The other matchup, though, you know, Echols, whether he's going up against Diggs or Sanders, that's the one that really has me concerned.
Yeah, Echols against Sanders. I'm not really all these matchups, except for Beasley and Carter, are matchups I'm really looking forward to watching with my eyes open. I think the one that's really going to hurt us is Dawson Knox, because they're going to take advantage of these safeties in the middle of the field. I can see Knox really taking advantage of the seam all day. Diggs and Hall, I'm hopeful that Hall can continue his great season and hold his own. Echols and Sanders, yeah, that's going to be a mess, I think. But even that, now and then, Echols has his moments where he looks like he's a great option as a cornerback, too. I like to see a little bit more consistency from him, though.
See, I did not want to bring up Dawson Knox because that was a guy I loved a couple of years ago when he was in the draft, and I kept praying he was going to fall to the Jets, and then I see him go to an AFC East rival, and I was not a happy man that night.
Yeah, it's always a nightmare when the guys that you love in scouting just like end up going to your rivals. It's always a nightmare.
Yeah, because I mean, he was a good blocker. Now, he wasn't really used that much in the Mississippi passing game, but they also had a bunch of receivers who ended up in the NFL, and you saw the potential there. So it's like at the very minimum, he's going to be a good blocking tight end. But on top of that, he has all this receiving potential. And now I have to watch him play against these safeties. Not what I want to see.
No, it's not a great matchup for us. And even with our linebackers, they haven't been great in coverage either. So I can see him being a nice underneath and seam target for Allen all day.
Now, we've kind of talked about these interior linemen for the Jets, and you mentioned that they're not going up against Jonathan Taylor this weekend. What are your thoughts on Quinnen Williams so far this year?
He really needs to step it up. I haven't seen the numbers on double teams, but for someone to go this far into the shadows and not seen, I would hope that he's being double teamed a good amount of time. We really need to see more from him, especially from what we've expected from him at the start of the season and before. We need him to show up, especially with the loss of Huff, especially in this game. We're going to need to see that interior pressure, whether it's him or Rankins. We need to see it, and the last few games we have not.
Yeah, you said it, and I'm not sure what the double team numbers are either, but I can tell you when I rewatch these games, when he's getting double teamed, he's not holding up well enough. You know, it's one thing to be double teamed and not put up a lot of numbers, but you still have to be able to take on blocks. You still have to be able to hold the point of attack and keep linebackers clean. And too frequently, I think he's not doing that.
No, he's not. And it's the great interior defenders. You see them do that. The Donalds of the world, the Smiths, all of them. And he needs to really turn it on. But you know what? After, like, against New England, after getting blown up, they had a pretty decent game against Cincy. So maybe that trend continues. And after getting destroyed in Indy, they come back and put forth a solid effort.
All right, let me put you on the spot here. If the Jets are going to win this game, what one defensive player needs to be the standout performer?
I think it's C.J. Mosley. Because it seems like the defense flows through CJ. And when he's on, it seems like everybody feeds off of that. If you see him flying around, making plays, taking Allen down, containing Allen, I think that will definitely boost the rest of the defense around him. I'm hoping he has a comeback game after last week.
Ahead, Matt and I are going to make our predictions for this game. But before we get to that, I want to remind you that if you want to make predictions and make some money with them, BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the football action and the basketball action this season. They're back and better than ever with a new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON. It's one word with no space, LOCKEDON. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. You know, Thanksgiving's almost upon us, and I love it. All the good food and treats, and plenty of them. But maybe you want a delicious dessert that isn't so full of calories and sugar. It's the perfect time for Built Bars. Built Bar is the new holiday dessert. Feast on something delicious and feel good about it. One slice of pie has upwards of 300 calories, and that's on the low end. But most Built Bars are only 130 calories and 4 grams of sugar with plenty of protein. Replace the coconut cream pie with coconut Built Bar. Or go for a raspberry Built Bar instead of that raspberry pie. Lots of good flavors to replace any pie. Low calorie, low carb, low fat, high protein, covered in 100% real chocolate. Built is a great option for when you're hungry. If Thanksgiving isn't coming soon enough, go for a Built Bar or two right now. And share some at your family gatherings. It will make things less awkward. Maybe Aunt Betty hasn't tried a Built Bar yet. New surprises all month. Limited time flavors arriving at Built.com regularly. So check the site often. And there's nothing like a Built Bar at Black Friday. Mark your calendar. Black Friday will be a huge event with all sorts of surprises. Go to Built.com and use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your order. Again, it's promo code LOCKED15, one word, no space, LOCKED, number one, number five, for 15% off at Built, BUILT.com.
All right, Matt. Well, let's make our picks for this game. Now, right before we began recording, we were kind of joking around and we talked about how there's been a pattern for the Jets this season. You get blown out on the road. You think everything's hopeless. You're coming home to face a quality opponent. And then some out of nowhere, the Jets win the game. Do you think that pattern will hold this weekend?
I do. I think they squeak out a win here. I think this matchup is overall a better matchup than last week. And I like our chances. I think it'll be close. I was flirting with calling it a shootout, a high scoring shootout. But I don't know. I feel like the defense is going to bear down on both ends, and it'll be a little bit tighter. I'm going to say 21-17 us.
Now let me follow up with another prediction. That means Mike White starts next weekend if the Jets pull this out and he plays well, right?
Oh yeah, if Mike White pulls this off, the conversation going into next week's game is going to be it's going to be tense. It's going to be all the Zach fans against the Mike White fans, and everybody's going to be going at each other's throats trying to figure out who should actually be our starting quarterback. And there is no right answer either.
All right, well, Matt, do you want me to make a real pick, or do you want me to make the pick that keeps the pattern good for the Jets? Because before both Jets wins, they've been at home against quality opponents, and I have said they had very little chance of winning. Do we keep that pattern, or do I make a real pick in this one?
I sort of went with the pattern, so why don't you go with the real pick?
I kind of agree with you. I kind of feel good about this game. I don't really have a good rationale for it. I mean, on paper, Buffalo's better. You're probably not going to get a letdown performance for them because they're coming off that loss to Jacksonville. So I don't think they're going to look past the Jets. I don't know. I just have a feeling there's something about this matchup. One thing to note, the Jets have been a much better team at home this year than on the road. The only game they lost was to New England, and that was the game Zach threw 4 interceptions. But if you eliminate quarterbacks from the equation, which I know you can't do, but if you just look at the quality of play from the other guys on the roster, they actually played pretty well that week, I thought. I thought they handled things well in the trenches on both sides of the ball. I thought the defense played well. I thought the run game was working. For whatever reason, this is just, and maybe it's because this is such a young team, but this has just been a different team at home at MetLife Stadium this year. How can I bet against the Mike White magic? I don't know. I think the Jets figure out a way to pull it out. We'll call it 21-20, and hopefully I'm right. Hopefully I break this string of the Jets playing poorly when I expect them to do well. But that's my pick.
Hopefully. We can only hope.
All right, well, Matt, thank you for joining me today. Hope to have you back on again soon.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, if you enjoy the show, subscribe to it and leave it a good review. I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the game, and we'll be back Monday to talk about it.